It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, March 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado's unemployment rate fell to 3.2% in January. Alexandra Hall, the state's chief economist, says that's the lowest it's been in nearly 15 years.
The last time the unemployment rate was this low or lower was April 2001, when the rate was 3.1%. In addition, we added 5,200 payroll jobs over the month. This is the 51st consecutive month of payroll jobs growth in Colorado.
Hall says the numbers indicate the economy is doing well.
We know that in 2015, we grew at an annual rate of 3.1%. That was preceded by an annual rate of growth in 2014 of 3.5%. Colorado is exhibiting good, strong growth, and there is every reason to believe that will continue at least for a little bit longer.
Last year, the state saw job gains in the leisure, hospitality, education, and health sectors. However, mining and logging declined. That category also includes the oil and gas industry, which shed jobs due to the low price of oil. Hall says Colorado, with its diverse economy, is weathering the change better than states like North Dakota and Oklahoma. The warm, dry weather signaled property owners across the area to start burning. Unfortunately, it also led to some brush fires. Shannon Crespin is with the Delta County Fire Protection District. They put out a few brush fires over the weekend.
People, they don't mean to have these fires get out of control, you know. And most time when we get a call, they're there, they've had water, and it's just gotten to the point where that wind has picked up on them out of the blue, and it just carried it, and it's more than what they can handle. Then that's where we kind of take over and help them out.
Also, they responded to a pretty unusual fire. A semi-truck loaded with bales of hay caught on fire going down Highway 50. After traffic was diverted, they went to work extinguishing the hay and pulling the bales apart.
The hay does go out pretty quickly if it's dry. It kind of smolders a lot, so you have to break those bales up to get to the inner part of them to get it all extinguished. You know, one little ember could start them back up.
He says it's tough to forecast what kind of a fire risk we'll see this spring because so much depends on how much rain we get in the coming months. Anyone planning a burn should contact their local fire protection district and make sure conditions are good. The town of Paonia is nearing the finish line on a long and costly project, the water treatment renovations. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
In 2014, the town's water supply came under scrutiny from the state health department. They changed the water's classification. Instead of being just groundwater, it was labeled as groundwater under the influence of surface water. That small change required a big overhaul of the drinking water's treatment. Now it looks like the multi-million dollar project is nearing an end. This is Paonia Town Manager Jane Berry.
With that drinking water enforcement order that's been hanging over our heads like a dark cloud, that hopefully will close out with getting all the upgrades and all the issues that the state had through what's called a sanitary survey of that lower plant storage tank, all those issues being resolved, that will close out the enforcement order. So we've been working very closely with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and our intention is to have everything closed out with that enforcement order by March 31st. Again, it's also about integrity of our infrastructure. We want our customers, our residents, our businesses to be very confident about the quality of that water and the way that it's being delivered again to their homes and businesses, and they should be. There's no reason for anyone to be concerned. The quality of our water is exceptionally high, and even more so now with the new improvements that have been made.
When it's all completed at the end of this month, they'll be freed up to focus on other projects, like the 100-year-old pipes that supply the water. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado's four-month-long legislative session is halfway over. Benta Berglund talks to State House reporters about some of the surprises so far and what lies ahead as part of our Capital Conversation series.
I'm here with Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. Kristen, what stood out to you, and are there any issues lawmakers aren't discussing that you thought they would be?
Yeah, when they opened session, lawmakers from both parties said that one of their big ticket items was going to be talking about affordable housing. That's a big issue on the minds of Coloradans. Democrats wanted to see tax breaks for first-time homebuyers. Republicans, of course, wanted to see some reforms to ease liability for developers. Both sides were talking about this like that was going to be top on their priority list. Halfway through session, that's still in limbo. I hadn't seen much debate on that at all yet. I think we're still going to see it, but hasn't happened yet.
Talking about things that we expected to see and have seen, there have been a lot of that. Being an election year, it's natural you're going to see a lot of bills that are designed to help get them votes, or they go back to their constituents and say, you know, this is what I did, such as the gun bills. We had a whole day worth of numerous gun bills on, you know, make my day better, to repealing the 15-round ammunition ban, all of them dying. We've had your typical abortion-type bills. For the Democratic side, we've had all-day kindergarten see die. That's the nature of a split session when you have Republicans controlling one body in the Senate and the Democrats controlling the House in a political year. It's very convenient then you can put out these bills and you'll watch them die when they get to the other session. Now, having said all that, there's been some things that have been kind of interesting that they've done. Rain barrels is a good example where they're at a bill that has a chance, don't know if it's going to pass, but it has a chance to get through to allow people to have rain barrels to capture water from, you know, from rain. We've had some other good water bills, for example, a Western Slope legislator, J. Paul Brown, a Republican from Ignacio, had a bill on the South Platte, which is in the other corner of the state, to help them do some storage stuff. So there is some things that are going through that are kind of interesting.
And Kristen, this final half of the session, one of the big focus will be passing a balanced budget and some of the other provisions around that.
Sure. There's been a cloud hanging over this entire session, a stalemate between the sides. Democrats really want to see Republicans reclassify this fee that hospitals pay to juice up some more money for them to spend. They keep saying, the door is open, the door is open, come talk to us. Well, we're getting close to the time they need to close that door and open a window, because Republicans are not walking through that door. They're going to have to decide whether they just cut spending next year or find some other way to fund the things they want to do, from expanding roads and giving schools more money to make up for cuts they suffered during the recession.
The way the politics are going right now, though, it's not likely to happen. Republicans are digging their heels in over the provider fee, and it's most likely that they're going to end up having to find some cuts. The second half will start when we get the revenue forecast, which is the all-important revenue forecast that they get in March that dictates what the budget looks like, what kind of money they have. Republicans are saying and continue to say they want to protect refunds for taxpayers, and it doesn't look like they're going to move from that. But there might be some movement. Who knows?
Thanks. I was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.